Hello and welcome to Northeast Media Hub, the fastest growing digital media platform. I am Adalbert Kaur with the latest Hub news. Be informed, be alert. The Anti-Narcotic Task Force, ANTF, team of East Khasiyal's district on Tuesday arrested over 25 drug smugglers and drug users from Polo Market, Shillong. The ANTF also seized massive stash of drugs along with cash from three different locations in Polo. As per reports, the team conducted a surprise visit to these locations and arrested these individuals. Further details are awaited. Close to 200 from Mausan Ram joined the Bharatiya Janata Party on Tuesday in the presence of MLA A.L. Heck and other senior leaders of the party. A program was held at the BJP office in Shillong, and Dipayan Bhattacharjee, the vice president of the state party, gave the welcome address. He said that with today's event has given the party a big boost and are happy that BJP is strengthening in Mausan Ram. This development comes at a time after Heck had earlier confirmed that TMC MLA Himalaya Shangpliang has shown interest to join and contest the 2023 election from BJP. Meghalaya Filmmakers Association, MEFILMA, in collaboration with the Meghalaya Tourism Department, will be organizing Meghalaya International Film Festival on December 12 to 16, 2022. The president of the association, Commander Shangpliang, informed that MEFILMA will also organize competition to all the creative and talented youth of the state to create a logo and signature video of 40 to 50 seconds duration for the festival. The last date to submit the logo is before or on the 16th of August this year, and as for the signature video, the last date for the video is before or on the last day of August. The winner of this competition will be awarded with the prize money of Rs 10,000 for the logo and Rs 20,000 for the signature video, whereas the theme for both the logo and signature video will be on the Meghalayan age, tourism, art, culture, informed Shangpliang. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebration, suspected militants belonging to proscribed outfits NSCNK and Alpha I attacked a camp of Assam Rifles at Pang Sao Pass along the Indo-Myanmar border in Arunachal Pradesh, Changlang district on Tuesday morning. There is no confirmed report of any casualties in the militants' attack, but some reports claim that one Assam Rifles Jawan was killed in the attack. Sources said a joint team of NSCNK and Alpha I with heavy weapons attacked the newly built Assam Rifles camp located at Pang Sao Pass on Tuesday morning at around 4. In retaliation, the Assam Rifles fired on them and a gunfight broke out between them, but no casualties have been reported. The Guwahati Metropolitan Development Authority, GMDA, on Tuesday clarified that they have no plans of cutting down any tree inside the Nehru Park. A day before, students and activists from the Cotton University planned to hold a protest on August 9 after the news spread that the big historic tree in the Nehru Park would be cut down. Speaking on the matter, GMDA CEO Kosar Jamil Hilali said that it is complete lie and a fake news. He further said that not a single tree will be cut down. Maharashtra's long-awaited cabinet expansion finally took place on Tuesday, with 18 taking oath as ministers at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai. Shinde inducted 9 ministers from his group and an equal number of MLAs from BJP over 40 days after the duo took over on June 30. Maharashtra has been functioning without a cabinet expansion ever since Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis took oath on June 30. Thank you for listening to Hub Podcast. For latest news and updates, follow us on www.hubnetwork.in. Download Hub News app in your mobile from Google Play Store and Apple App Store. For promotion and publicity, write to us at info@hubnetwork.in. Thank you. Khublai Shibon, Mithela.